Low-key kind of losing my mind. Shit's hard, man. Pandemic got me down, and it's raining. I love the rain. Like, rain makes me feel better about stuff for some reason. I've been posting rambles often, and I hope you guys are enjoying, because it feels good to just hold this mic in my hand and, you know, lean my head on my cabinet and stare out the window as I just talk about what's on my mind without a script or an outline. I was in a work meeting earlier today, and there's just so many shit going on. I don't think it's sunk in that I have to worry yet about my job, but the optimist in me is like hoping that everything's gonna be better, you know? It's so dumb, because it's like, it's a bad work habit, but I can only work when I'm feeling good. And I'm not talking about just recording audios, I'm talking about, you know, actual work. I've been doing freelance again, and I can't start my shit because I can't focus. I've been enjoying listening to slowed versions of songs on YouTube. They're really nice. And there's this channel, Slow Burn, I think it's called, and I discovered a lot of nice songs in there. Some of them, like, actually famous songs that I never got the chance to listen to, because it's like not my kind of singer, my genre of song. I'm such an indie person, it's almost embarrassing sometimes, but yeah. And this Slow Burn channel on YouTube, I love their mixes. Makes me feel like I can actually sing a Sam Smith song. Yeah, that's fine. They posted "Like I Can," they posted "Like I Can" like a few hours ago, and it's, damn, it sounds so good. Why are you looking down all the wrong roads? The mind's the heart and the salt of the soul. There may be lovers who I can. Can I love you like I can. Feeling so down and sad, but it's like not gone through my head yet, you know that feeling? Like, I know I'm sad, but not sad enough to cry, and so frustrating. I don't know if you guys saw my, like, tease post yesterday, but I wrote this script about fuck buddies and feelings, you know, one fuck buddy having feeling, and I cried while writing it, so I think, like, my slate is clean, and now that I'm sad, like, I'm not sad enough that it warrants crying, and that's why I'm in kind of this limbo of being sad, but not too sad. I don't know, I just want to sing slow songs and stare out the window, but it's 5:11 p.m. and I haven't done anything productive except go to a work meeting, and it's sucking me dry. I was legit about to say eating me out. It's supposed to be eating me up inside, not eating me out. I'm also low-key horny, but you know, I can't fap because there are a lot of people in the house, so we're not going to talk about that. I'm not crying, I just have allergies. Ah, my golly gosh. This ramble so all over the place. Okay, what do I talk about? I ordered a bunch of essential oils, like fragrance oils, the other day because I have a reed diffuser. And since the window is always open in my room, I can't have one of those humidifier thingies because it's gonna be a waste. Because it's just gonna go outside the window. So I bought a bunch of essential oils. I think I have 14. There's like two of each of some fragrances. I was about to say flavors. Stupid. There are two of each of some fragrances, like strawberries. Ah, the strawberries. And there's a peach. There's some peach ones in there. I have the sakura in here. In my little bottle. I might post a picture of my reed diffuser. You guys want to see that? But yeah. I'm an aesthetic bitch. Sorry for the word, but I just... That's how I consider myself. Like, I like making things pretty. And I figured I'm spending so much time in this room anyway and in this desk, so might as well make it look pretty. Yeah. Ah, fuck. What else should I say? Take me to the rooftop, I wanna see the world when I stop reading, turning blue. Tell me love is endless, don't be so pretentious, leave me like you do. If you need. Better hurry, 'cause I'm leaving soon. I'm low-key sad because I listened to Feeling Still by Beyoncé's Virgo last night, and Frank Ocean song made me sad, okay? I've never listened to Frank Ocean before, but, you know, I've fallen down a rabbit hole of Frank Ocean acoustic covers ever since I listened to that, so now I'm sad. But not too sad. I think I'll be too sad, like, 2 weeks from now. Then I'll cry, and I'll be okay again. Clean slate, you know. I like that it's raining because it hasn't rained in about a week. And I love the rain so much. I love gloomy weather because I hate heat and sun. I don't know why. I mean, I like the sun. I just don't like that it's hot. It reminds me of this, like, post I saw before about deaf people, what they thought of when they heard sound for the first time, and then someone said they were disappointed that the sun didn't make a sound because they always thought that the sun, like, emitted some sort of sound. And then I don't know, it just reminds me of Rick and Morty, like that episode in they were in that planet where the sun screams like all hours of the day. Fuck! Okay. That's hilarious. Oh my god, I miss Rick and Morty. Haven't watched the new season yet. I haven't listened to music in a long time. I've always just been listening to lo-fi playlists on YouTube. So I miss listening to actual music. I think I'm gonna do that later. I miss Hozier. I had a thought, dear, however scary, about that night, the rocks and the dirt. Why were you digging? What did you bury before those hands pulled me from the earth? I will not ask you where you came from. I will not ask you, neither should you. Just put your sweet lips on my lips. We should just kiss like real people do. Oh, I love Hozier. I love his songs. Here from the outside, burned out from joyride. She likes to roll here in my ashes anyway. Play from the bedside, there's still a vast starlight. That was my heart that drowns us out of night and day. Same kind of music haunts her bedroom. I laugh like me, then she laughs like you. I would know where to start with music playing in the dark. You still my foolish heart, don't ruin this on me. I would know where to start with music playing in the dark. Be still my foolish heart, don't ruin this song. Speaking of kisses, I don't know about you guys, but when I listen back to my audios, the kissing sounds I make kind of like I'm not satisfied, but I haven't heard any bad things yet. So let me know if, I don't know, let me know what you think. Ooh, that's a bus. Yeah, let me know what you think about the kissing sounds. Ah. I'm like alone in my room right now, so that's why I'm doing this. But if it suddenly cuts out, that means that my sister came in and I have to go and post this. Yeah, basically I just kiss the back of my hand. Okay, MomP100 just replied to my comment in Beast Boys subreddit. Fuck. Okay. No breath play here. Yeah, fuck. That made me think of neck kisses. I'm like, I'm such a slut for neck kisses. Like, when you hear an audio that's like tagged neck kisses, and then the voice actor would make it binaural and like move the, you know, like it's just, you can just hear them in one ear, and it's like they're kissing this side of your neck and moving to the other side. Oh my god. I love it so much. And I try to do that with my audios, but I don't have a binaural mic. Everything I do, every editing is done in Audacity and a freaking video editor. Okay, I edit my audios in a video editor. And fuck, I wanna find the efficient way to record my neck kisses. See, okay, that's how I do my kisses is sometimes I kiss the back of my hand. And even the neck bites, dude, when I say, when in the audio, when I say I'm biting something of yours, that sounds horrible. I'm not gonna bite your pee-pee, okay? I'm just gonna bite, like, your neck or your inner thighs or your collarbone, okay? There's some obnoxious motorcycle outside right now. I'm sorry if you can hear that, but yeah. So what I do is I just kiss, like, the... I don't know what it's called, but it's like the back of my hand and this like part where my wrist meets my thumb. Yeah, that part. And you know, sometimes the back of my fingers, you know, I even sometimes take my tongue out when I say, like, give me your tongue. Like, I would do that. I would make kissing sounds for like 10 minutes in between each line of script so that I can pick, like, okay, which kissing sound sounds better. Because I can't hear myself when I'm recording. You know, I have to sample a lot of shit. So, yeah. And I was thinking of starting, like, putting the real orgasm tag on my audios because everything is real. Well, some of them aren't. It just sounds like I had an orgasm. But yeah, almost, if not all, of my GWA audios is a real orgasm. But I'm too shy to put it in. Shouldn't be shy to put it in. I should put it in if I want it, you know. I'm so sorry. Okay. Shouldn't giggle so much. Oh, fuck. Okay. Giggling at my own fucking jokes. How awesome is that? That's the perk of dating me. I will giggle at my own jokes and, you know, yours too. But you'll be the funny one. Oh, and I will pamper you with hugs and neck kisses. If you're a good boy. Even though you're not. Low-key. What am I even talking about? Okay. Yeah. Kisses. And tongue. And neck kisses. And bites. Tell me how this sounds. Mm. Okay, so like, I have to do that. Yeah. My hands are clean. My hands are always clean. I have an obsession with washing my hands. And yeah, I have an oral fixation too. I don't know. I haven't been medically. What's the word? Yeah, I haven't been checked for that, but I can tell. You know, it's like, always has to be doing something with my mouth. I had a bit of a nail biting problem when I was a kid, but I grew out of it. I don't bite my nails so much anymore. And always have, like, I have a canister. It's not a canister, it's like a box filled with gum and candy, like here in my desk. Because when I get a, when it acts up, I have to chew or suck on something. Yeah. Some of the people I sexed with think it's hot. I have an oral fixation. No wanna use my mouth liner. Fuck, I wanna record an audio, but I can't work under these circumstances, you know. Low-key horny. It's good, but rambling is like really therapeutic because I'm not that sad anymore. Might write another script. I've been in the writing streak whenever I can't record anything, you know, when I'm in the mood. Yeah. And like, I'm listening to a lot of GWA and PTA performers because it gets my, you know, my writing juices flowing and other juices flowing, you know. It's multitasking. So yeah, I'm okay. My soundgasm is actually open. I was listening to these X's and O's because like I told you, I'm House Kimothy. I've been christened as the commanding officer or something. I don't know what Mob 100 said. I don't remember, but yeah. Apparently, I am an officer of House Kimothy, and I thought, hey, if this is my B persona, I might as well listen to it. So I'm gonna listen to it. Even though I don't have a penis, might still get, you know, a girl hard on. Yeah, okay, there's a bus. Yeah. Okay, yes. Ah, fuck. Okay. I should get to writing a script. I want a neck kisses. An audio with neck kisses. Want more of those shit. Okay. I think I'm gonna go. Hope you've enjoyed whatever this is. I'm not gonna edit it anymore. I don't think it's as annoying as the previous one. No neighbors outside because it's raining. And yeah. Huh. Maybe a song? A song to close us off. This one's kind of sad. So no, we're not gonna sing that one. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but my voice is pretty low. So when I sing, it's pretty low because I don't want to reach for those high notes. So let's just be chill, okay? Maybe I should sing you an indie song. I have Build Me Up Buttercup like loaded over here, but maybe an indie song. Okay. Playing with fire as the room fills up with smoke. It's my burning desire to fix what isn't broke. Now tell me I'm wrong again. I was left to my own devices. Thought I found a friend. Smoke and mirrors made me lightning. It's all on me for you. It's all I ever wanted to do. And I wouldn't change a thing. Loving you's like holding smoke. Counters dry. Become a joke, I can't stop wanting you. And all these things that you do, you're like an anchor on my soul. Fear that I don't feel this one. Skip, build me a buttercup and try. Why do you build me up? Buttercup baby, just to let me down and mess me around, and then worst of all, never call baby when you say you will. But I love you still, I need you more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start, so build me up, buttercup. Don't break my heart. Okay. Oh fuck. I have a D&D game at 8 and it's 5:30. Okay. It's almost like 30 minutes, so I think I'm just and this here. Yeah, the rain is starting to let up, which is sad. I wanted to rain some more. I wanted to rain all day. But yeah, thank you for staying. Maybe I'll make it satisfying and end this at exactly 30 minutes. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, we have like 2 minutes-ish more. I suck at math. I don't know. Okay, so give me some ASMR. That's not ASMR, I'm sorry. That's the canister I was talking about. Okay, I have my sketchbook open. I can like give you paper noises for like 1 minute. I'm such a dork. I'm doing stupid shit just so it ends at 30 minutes. Yeah, okay. Probably gonna make another sketching audio, because a lot of people like that one audio I did, the snarky girl. I've been swatching all my pens. I'm such a nerd. Not a nerd, I'm a dork. I'm not a dork, I'm extra. Okay. Bye, sweetie.